So why do we meditate? Ultimately, the reason why we meditate is to better our lives. We want to experience more happiness, more connection and love in our relationships. And that's what meditation ultimately does. But there is some science behind meditation, which has proven to be even more beneficial on a physical, mental, emotional, and psychological, and even a chemical level. When you meditate, it even changes the chemicals in your body. Meditation is extremely powerful. It's a tool that you can use today so you can improve your life. Now, we are human beings, not human doings. And that's one of the reasons why meditation is such a challenge, is because when you meditate, you're not going to be doing anything. You need to sit in meditation, calm the body, still the mind, so you can let meditation do its work. And when you do let meditation do its work, it reshapes your brain so you can see yourself and the world around you in a more positive way. It reduces anxiety and fear. It also reduces emotional pain, depression, and sadness while boosting your self-esteem and self-love and self-acceptance, creating more happiness and joy in your life. It improves our memory, so it creates heightened and sustained focus and attention. It boosts our immune system and our overall well-being. It builds our willpower and the sense of who we are, and it develops a connection to something bigger than ourselves. Meditation is an extremely powerful upward spiral tool, and it's a way of opening ourselves up and accepting yourself and those around you. It frees the forces of energies that were enabling you, so now you can make better choices and create better outcomes for yourself. So those are some of the reasons why you can meditate and why you should create the momentum to start a meditation practice. I'll see you at our first meditation. Namaste.